take a deep dive into paranormal phenomena and the thin line between science and the unexplained. This is The Unimagined.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for subscribing and tuning in and commenting and rating on the show. It's really appreciated. Today I wanted to talk about energy and how entities and quote-unquote ghosts or spirits manifest. There's been an interesting conversation that I was having on the side with a friend, and we were talking about how these things take place and residual energy and just apparitions, hauntings, and things like that, poltergeists. And we brought up the conversation about how they form and how they take shape and how they actually become attached to whether it's a person or a house or a place. And that's the topic I wanted to talk about today in regards to it. And I know we've all seen the ghost hunting shows and videos and things like that and heard other podcasts in regards to it. But it's something interesting that I wanted to bring up and spark another conversation on, where people are mentioning if they're going to try to entice a spirit or invoke a manifestation or an apparition to come into play. If you have electronic equipment around, sometimes an entity can harness that energy and drain the energy from there to be able to make itself known or seen in many cases. That's why on a lot of ghost hunting shows and things like that, you'll see people's batteries drain on their cameras or on their lights and any sort of electronic equipment that they have, is because supposedly that's the entity trying to take shape. And the only way that it can do that, whether it's a mist that you see or some sort of, you know, a vision, apparition, or whatever it is, the only way they can do that is by harnessing energy from somewhere. And the only thing that's around it, if it's trying to make itself known, are electronic devices and things like that, or, you know, circuit boxes, anything that's in a house or an abandoned place that might still have that energy around, that can help an entity manifest itself because of it. So that goes back to, again, anything, whether it's a house that you're in or if you're outside and you have that electronic equipment around. And a lot of people who have these experiences with entities and ghosts will say that they feel dizzy at times, or they feel nauseous, or they feel sick. And a lot of times that can be debunked by faulty wiring in a house, in a building, whether that place is abandoned or not. Especially, I think, in abandoned buildings, even though there's no electricity on in these places, there still could be wiring that's in there that's causing a short or some sort of leak, I guess you can call it, in the circuits. So that can also bring on that feeling as well. And that's how people usually debunk things like that, where they say it must be something internal in the house, in a building, that's causing that to take place. But the people who do believe, and the people who cannot debunk that by finding that short or that circuit box or anything that's causing that, they do say that this is something trying to take energy from you as well. That's why you're nauseous, that's why you're dizzy, that's why you have these feelings that you feel sick, is because there's a demon present or some sort of negative energy there. And that can go both ways with what people say, of course. It could be, you know, you're debunking it, so it's this, or you're feeling it and you believe, so it's the other side of it. And that's usually the only explanation that's there. It's black or white, and we've talked about that whole gray area before, where if it's unexplained, then you just call it paranormal and you say, here's what's taking place. We're not finding any readings of any high electrical energy in the area that could cause it, so it could be something else. But it leads to an interesting topic, because how much energy is needed for something to manifest and show itself to you? if it's as simple as something like an iPhone or any sort of mobile device or a light that runs off of batteries or plugged in, that doesn't seem to be a lot of energy. So it doesn't really take a lot for something to show itself. Even though the things that people have seen before that I've seen on videos and stuff, it doesn't seem like it's a full body apparition that's coming to place. It could be just a mist. It could be, you know, things moving around. It could be something that we don't even see at all. Or it could be an orb that we see that we cannot explain, saying it's dust or an insect, anything similar to that. And that energy is only enough for it to show what you see or what you've heard happen before. So if you see a face, a body from the waist up maybe, then it didn't have enough energy for it to manifest its full self. And it's only coming through as to what energy is around it that it can give. But then that leads me, of course, down the other road of saying, if it's an abandoned building and these things have been seen there before, whether it's in the daytime or at nighttime, because in the daytime, you're not going to bring any lights with you. You're probably not going to bring much that you would for a nighttime ghost hunt, for lack of a better term. So it does beg that question of if that's what's really taking place with energy and electronic devices around it. So the thing that I'm thinking as far as how it manifests itself is whatever it can latch onto at the time. So if you have a haunting that takes place in an abandoned building in the daytime, it might not be that much activity as opposed to nighttime, because people are going to bring in more equipment to do the study and do a little more investigation on there, like I said, with the lights or any infrared device or equipment, cameras, whatever it may be. So therefore, those things would take place at night more so than they would in the daytime. And we've heard the people try to debunk it and say it was your imagination or whatever it was, because it only happens at night. It doesn't happen in the daytime when we went. Why does it happen at night? I think that's my explanation for it, and I'm definitely interested on hearing what other people say about that as well, because I do believe that that is the case. Whatever energy is around you, you can have a full charge of batteries in your light, and if it dies, if it goes out, you know, it's something at play there that's not of the normal. So to me, that would be paranormal. And I've heard a lot of people say the same thing. We went with a full charge battery in our camera, and, you know, 10 minutes in it, we were experiencing some certain things, and next thing you know, the battery drained completely. And if that never happened before when you're doing a paranormal investigation, that's one thing. But if you're just recording normal things outside of the paranormal and your battery has never done that before and it does it then, people put two and two together and say, well, that's the energy that's coming through. That's why that's taking place. And I believe in that 100%. Like I said, I've experienced certain things before with flashlights giving out, knowing that these flashlights were perfectly fine before that. Checked the batteries. We were, you know, perfectly fine up until that point. We'll start to see flickering in the light, and then some other things take place that we can't explain. So I've seen it myself and experienced it myself firsthand. So that's why I can call those things paranormal, because I've seen it happen. I've seen these things take place, I should say. And there's no other explanation behind it other than something in the area is draining that energy. So it does kind of lead back to whatever you believe in. And if you haven't had that experience, if you've never been out there and you've seen these things take place, then, you know, it leads back to the same thing that everybody says. Well, they're doing it for the camera, they're faking it, this is all, you know, it's a hoax, and whatever we see online or in any of the videos, whether it's the huge TV shows or just YouTube videos that we watch. And I really want to spark up that conversation to see what you guys think as far as that goes. Do you believe in the energy is being drained around you because there's something that's trying to take shape? Whether you see it or not, whether you have an experience, whether something does take shape or take place, or you're just seeing that happen, but nothing ever manifests itself? Are you thinking that the flickering lights in your house or your battery's dying or whatever it is quicker than usual? Are you thinking it's something trying to come through, or are you just putting that off and saying something weird is happening, the wire's not correct in my house or anything like that? I would definitely love to hear from some people. I'm going to be posting this, of course, on the podcast, on different platforms, and as well onto Instagram. And I would love to hear comments from people on Instagram if you've had the experience before, what you think about it. So I definitely want to do some sort of poll on there as well to see if people believe in this actual occurrence and this experience, whether you've had it or not, with something similar.